Meloi is Amrisa Milu Malaisa. You're saying such things like that? In other words, you're not saying good. So Rashi learns, Mi Mishpocha Umlola. You're coming from a bad Mishpocha. Means the base Eli, the Armina Perakam Rosh Hashanah, Abayev Rova, Mi the base Eli Kosi. And they had a curse on base Eli, but the children won't live too long. So that's why it's called Mumuloi. So he says, Pierce Makuntris Mukatoyim Mishpocha Umlo. The Koshin, Evel Lemay Mishum, the Yosim Muloi. Some say, he says, his name of a place. I called upon him, he didn't like what he said. Because it sounds like this. Like when could the zera like fertilize the isha that only if it comes out the right place, if it comes out the right canal. But here that the right canal was clogged up and it's coming out the other canal where the meirag lion, the water comes out, it's not going to do the job. Zrash mevashlo mizbashlo shichva zera v'nigma lohele v'lasas peri. If the zera comes out the right canal, then it could fertilize the isha, it could have children. Mashenkin, if it doesn't come out the right canal, it's no good. So he's still called the Kurshuvka. That's no good. Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Nikev Venistam. What's going to be if there was a hole there? He had a hole. And then Venistam, it got clogged up. Drashi Nikev means Nekev Cotton. Shenistam Becholshul. It got clogged up. V'yeh and though you can't see it now. So is it kosher or not? Is this person possible or not? That's the Shiloh. So he answered back like this, Kol Shilo Nikri, the Nikri apostle. If at the time when the Zera comes out of him, the hole opens up again, he's apostle. Vilav Kosher, but at the time when the Zera, when the Eva becomes hard, and the Zera comes out, and the hole still does not open up, then the person is Kosher. That steam is called the good steam. Smur says, Heavy Bar Rava. So Rava said like this, Heicha. Where is this hole? Eli Malamata Miyator, if you want to say it's on the bottom part, like the tip of the ato, the tip of the aver, Afilu Nichras Nami. Well, what's the difference if it's closed up that hole or not? Even if the whole tip was cut off, still it's kosher. Ela Biyator Asman, that's what we're talking about on the crown itself. That if the whole crown was cut off, you're puzzled. Here we're talking about you had a hole there, so the hole also makes you puzzled. But now that it was clogged up, that's a shalom. It was nistam, good, you're kosher. If it's no good, you're puzzled. The itmar nami omar av mori bar mar. Said omar marukva, omar shmuel. Nikev biator atzma. If you have a hole on the ator or the crown itself. The nistam, and then it gets clogged up. It's called shilo nikri. In a case where the person has zera come out of him, like it comes hard, the kishri, and the zera comes out. The Nikra apostle, and at that time the hole opens up again, so he's apostle. That's not called the person that can have children, he's apostle. The love kosher. But if when the Zera comes out, the hole still does not open up, then it's kosher. Then that's okay, that's called it was healed up well enough. So now, Sholach le Rova Brei the Rabba, the Rav Yosef. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, like please teach us, Heichi Avdinan. How do we check out such a person? A person that claims he has a hole there, and then the chveis, some meat grew over it, and he holds now, it got clogged up. How do we check him out to see if that's called a good clog, is it called healed up well or not? Thus, how do we check him to make him have zera? Is Omelais, he said back to him, Maisina Nahama Chamima Desari, bring some hot barley bread. Hot barley bread. O manchinen layave pukri. And you put it, Avei Pukri, Rashi says, that means neck of Beisarei, on the backside where the waste comes out of the body. That's going to warm you up over there. Hu Nikrei, that's going to make the person have Zera come out of him. Kach Shemat, that's what I heard. The question was, how do we make the person let Zera come out of his body? So he said, that's what to do. Put a hot piece of barley bread there on the back. And that will make him have Zera come out from his mokum of the Aver, and then we'll be able to check him out to see if the hole opens up again or not. Well, Nikri, the Chazin Alei, Kerry will come out, and then we'll see, check him out, if that hole is going to open up again or not. Omar Abayis said back to him, like, you have to go so far, such a hard job you have to do to make him have Zera. Or to Kuli Yalma Yaakov Avinu, do you think everybody's such a big tzaddik, like Yaakov Avinu, that you can't make him have Zera easier? That the only way he could do it is almost put a hot piece of barley bread in his backside. That's going to make him have carry. Is everybody like Yaakov Avinu? The pastor says, "By Yaakov Avinu, koichi v'reishas oini." That means that when Yaakov Avinu had Reuven, when he was 84, Shalaroa Keri Miyomov, that before that Yaakov Avinu never saw Keri. Zerah never came out of his body. Now, he was a big tzaddik. So to get a tzaddik like that, to have Zerah come out, you have to work very hard. But to a normal person, you don't have to work so hard. Elu Amar Abaye, Abaye said, you know what you have to do? Ma'avrinin kame bigdi tzavoinim. Stam, bring in front of him beautiful, nice, colorful dresses. Let him see a lady's dress, and he'll think about the lady, and that will make him have Zerah. So Rashi says, Resh Yisoyni, hi hoi so tipas keri shiyotsu menorishin. Shleiroa keri miyomo. That by Yaakov Avinu, the first Zerah that came out of his body was when he had Reuven. The Zerah that came out, the first B he had with his wife, to have Reuven, with Leah. Koloima, the question is, Matzrachas le'kuli ha'ilis, you have to go so hard to make him have Zerah come out of his body? Have a posture away. Ma'arin lefon lefon adidei tzavainim. Shalisha, let him just look at a beautiful dress, a colorful dress. You'll think about the Isha and I'll make him have Keri. Let him think about an Isha and I'll start to have Keri. So now the Gemara says back, Omar Rav, Rav said back, no, it's also no good. You think everybody like is a porous, like has to do with Znus? If a person thinks a lot about Znus, that would be enough. But even for a normal person, just to look at a dress is not going to murder him to make him have Keri. Rashi Bazila Gilodi, Shota Vizimoy, he was a bigger type of Taiva with Znus. The Chsib Berapos says by him, in Yitam Avdechov, Yamin Masech, the Shabbos, Perak Shoyel, Odom Shota Vizimoy. He had a lot of Znus. He was a bigger, Znus. The Fika Kovsol Zik, that's when he became old fast. The Yamto, the Heavy Bey, Rebbe, Basadik, Batat Nishonim, Atamik Dibra. The Koponim, he said back, a person that's Moli Znus does a lot of Znus, true. But for a normal person, that's not enough. Ela machvat kreshnina mikor, inachanami. Just to make a maharan and isha won't make a normal person have keri. So therefore, what you have to do is, like we said before, you have to bring this hot barley bread and put it by his back, and that's going to make him have keri. Tana rabban, look at a price like this. Nikev posel, bevnei shu shoises. The person has a nekev there in his aver. Above the atar, above the crown, there's a hole there. So that makes the zera doesn't come out normally. It chases, it drips out. He won't have children. Drashim of Neishahu Shoises. She Mechamimus HaTaiva Yoitze Derech HaNekev. That the taiva goes out, the zera then goes out through the hole. Ukeshazera Yoitze Derech HaNekev Yitze Yosle Ein Yorek Echeitz. If it goes out through the hole, it doesn't shoot. Vekaimlot Shechvazera Shein Yorek Echeitz Ein Amazriya. When the Sheikh Zerah comes out of the body, but doesn't shoot out like a marshal of a bow and arrow, it can't be mazri, it won't fertilize the Isha. So therefore, if you have a hole there, the Zerah is not going to shoot out or come out, drip out through the hole. That's why you can't be mazri. You can't have children. What about Nistam? Let's say the hole gets clogged up. It's kosher. Why? Mifneishu Moilid. Because then we'll say the Zerah shoots out through the tip normally, and then you could have children. This called a psul that could become fixable. He had a hole there, and then if the hole heals up, if the skin grows over it, you heal up the hole, you become kosher. So Gemara says the diag mashm zehel. This is such a psul that you could become kosher. It could become well again. Lamute mai. What do you mean to tell me a case that once it's possible it can't become good anymore? Lamute krum shola mach masmaka bereya. In a case for an animal, one of the trephis is, our ikka trephis, we check for glat kosher is, on the ray, on the lungs of the animal, there's no hole, there's no sircha there. If there's a sircha, means a strand of meat there, we're afraid there's a hole underneath it. So if a ray, if the lungs of the animal has a hole in it, it's a trepha. Now, krum, what about a piece of skin, a membrane, that grew on top of a hole that was in the ray? The ain't a krum, that's not called the krum. Because once you have a hole in the raya, in their lungs, the animal can't become kosher anymore. Even if a membrane grows over it, we say that's not kosher, that's not called a good steamer. There's only over here by the aver, if he had a hole and something grows over it, it could become kosher again. But by the lungs of the animal, if there was a hole there, it doesn't become kosher anymore. Sholach le ravidi baravan abaya. Heichi yavdina. What do we do? Such a person comes complaining he has a hole in his aver. And he wants to fix it up. It shouldn't be a puzzle. It shouldn't be a kush shuvcha. He wants to be able to stay married to his wife and get married. How do we help him heal up his aver that hole should become well again? Trashi refuah listan gid shenika. What's the refuah? Is my sinon sarta? We bring a bali, piece of bali, or mesatin and lay, like scratch it there. Trashi sarta soru, or mesatin and lay, kol seviva senekiv, kadeshi yaglia v'yotze dam. We want like a scratch around the hole that the blood should come out. Because of that, like you make the skin grow better, it'll go in, it'll heal up the hole, it'll clog up the hole. You bring fat, and you rub it over there. You also bring a shumshino, gamla. Rashi says, the big ant. You have to bring a big ant. And you Rashi manichin Rosh Hashem, you let the head of the ant go into the hole, v'noshech, let it bite there, v'nidbak Rosh Hashem, let the whole of the ant get stuck good in that hole. Then upaskin alei, we cut off the rest of the ant, we cut off. Just the head, you let stuck in there, but the rest of the ant, paskin alei, we cut off. Upaskin alei l'resha, you cut off the head. Rashi paskin alei l'resha, liyoy stuma, let the head stay there, the rest of the body is thrown away. The head like starts to suck the meat there, it makes it become tighter together, the skin, and that's going to help the ant sucking there is going to make the skin grow back well to clog it up well. Now, Vedavka Sat, if you only use a bali, Avo Parzilo, that you use a metal knife, like normal, is Mizrazar, you have to be afraid of making inflammation there. That's no good. Rashi Oysech Abura. Have you used metal there, that may make it worse. So you have to take a bali.
Good.
Fahani mili cotton. This refu is only going to help by a small hole. Godly, if you have a big hole, then miklufe mikluf. Whatever grows back will just peel off again. It's not going to help you. Skitz, if he has a small hole, this is the eighth side to heal it up. Make blood come out all around there, and then put this ant there, and that will make it clog up well. On a rabba bar Rav Huna. Hamatol mayim mishtei mekayim is posel. If water comes out from the two canals, you're posel. It's also a sign something's wrong with you. The mal, the meraglayim comes out from one canal, and the zera comes out from another canal. If the meraglayim comes out from both canals, you're posel. Omar rova les hilchaso, like a bro, like a abba. We don't pass like the son, love like the father. Bro hodi amorim, the son that we says. As I'm a rabbi by Rav Huna, that I'm out of mind, we don't pass like this rabbi over here. Vice says, even if the meraglim comes out from both canals, still the person is kosher. What's the locha of Abba of Rav Huna's locha? What do you mean we don't pass like Rav Huna? The Yom Rav Huna said like this, Noshim ha-mesul solois zu-bizu. You have two ladies that like live together. Rashlois mesul solois means derech tashmish, zachun akeva. Just like a man and a wife live together, so you have two ladies living like that also. They let their mokhaimais rub against one another. So Rav Huna holds in such a case, psulais lakuna. The habadin zoyna, Rashi says, they're called the zoyna, and a regular kohen is not allowed to marry her. That's Rav Huna's halacha. So we don't hold like Rav Huna, we don't pass me paskin, even though it's not a nice thing to do, but I call upon him, she's not possible to a kohen. The afilu l'reb lezer, the yom aponu yabu ala pnuya. Even according to Rav Lezer Shita, that old time a man and a lady that live together, if they're not married, even though there's no Aveira, there's no Chayv Lav involved, just on the fact without Kedusha they live together. Rav Lezer Shita is that she becomes a Zoyna. Han, immediately when does Rav Lezer say that? Ish. If a man lives with an Isha, Aval Isha, but if you have two ladies living together, Pritsusa Bialmo. All that they're doing is a Maisa Pritzus, that's all. But they don't become psula, and we don't hold like Rav Huna. They're not possible to a kohen, the kohen is allowed to marry them. But stamas, not a nice thing to do though. It's not a nice thing to have two girls sleep together, touching the mekayimis, touching their evers together. That's called pritzusa biyam. So the Mishnah. Pitzua daka, if a person, a Jew, that's a psua daka, his beitzim are crushed, or wounded, or cut, or whole, or kur shuvcha, or else his gid is cut off there, from above the atar is cut off, the halacha is mutarin v'gyeres. They are allowed to marry a ger.
a lady that that was Mizgari, a Jew, they're allowed to marry them. Or Meshachrara, Suadin, a Shivcha, Kananis that was freed, they're called Jews now, they're allowed to marry them. Because the Torah just says, they're not allowed to come Bekal Hashem. And these people, Gerim and Shivcha, is not called Bekal Hashem. Like Vishnu says, V'yena Masur Ne'ele Milova Bekal, they're only not allowed to marry a regular Bas Yisrael. But to marry a Giyuris, they're allowed to. Shinyam the Apostle says, Lo Yovei Psuadako Kroshuvcha Bekal Hashem. It's only us of them to marry somebody that's in Kal Hashem. Mashenkein, a Giyuris or a Shivcha, not the Kal Hashem. So it's Mamish Mutta, there's no Aveir involved. He's Mamish allowed to marry you. Boy, my name is Rav Sheshis. He has to shalach from Rav Sheshis. What's going to be Psuadako Koyin, Mal Begiyuris or Meshachroris? A regular Kohen, we know, is not allowed to marry a Giyuris. If she was Mizgayer after 3 years, we say she's called the Zoyna, because she for sure lived with a Goy. So therefore, Kohen is not allowed to marry a Giyuris. Who then a Meshachroris, a regular Shivcha Kenanis. After she got freed, a Kohen is not allowed to marry her. Because the day to a Kohen, she's called the Zoyna, and therefore a Kohen can't marry her. A regular Yisrael is allowed to marry them, but a Kohen is not allowed to marry them. So why? First should you learn, because a Kohen has a special amount of Kedusha in him, and because of his Kedusha, he is not allowed to marry his Zoyna. What about if the Kohen is a Psuadaka? The man Kohen, his Beitzim got crushed, or his Evi got cut off, what's the luck? Is he allowed to marry a Giyuris or a Meshachroris? So Shalom is, Biktushosei Kohen V'yoser, even though the Kohen is a Psuadaka, he can't marry into Kal Hashem, but maybe he still has Kedusha, he still asks to marry a Giyuris. Or Dilma, maybe lav b'kedushasay koi. Maybe no, a koi, once he became a psuadak, he lost his kedusha, and just like he can't marry into Kal Hashem, he could only marry into not Kal Hashem, maybe he's allowed to marry a Giyuris also. That's the shayla. Omalei Rosh Hashanah said like this. This is what they asked from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah answered back, Omalei Rosh Hashanah, Tinisu, we learned in our Mishnah. We learned Psuadaka Kain, Psuadaka, Yisrael. If the person is regular Yisrael, but he's a Psuadaka, is Mutta Benesina. He's allowed to marry an Isha that's in Nesina. So Rashi says Nesina means Mizayin Umas Mina Gevoinim. Nesina, that's from the Gevoinim, that was Mizgaya, Bimei Yeshua, wasn't a good Geirus then. They're from the seven Amimim, seven nations. So it says, but a Psuadaka is allowed to marry Nesina. Now why? If you're going to tell me now Psuadaka has Kedusha with him, he's called like a Chelek of Klai Yisrael, Ezikri Kra Kan, Loisis Chatnimbom. The Torah says you're not allowed to marry one of the seven, a lady from the seven nations of Eretz Yisrael. So the sinner should be also to marry. So how come the Brisa says that a Psuadaka is allowed to marry her? So heard Saraya that a Psuadaka loses his Kedusha. He has no more Kedusha to Yisrael. Therefore, he's allowed to marry a Nesina. So what did a Psuadaka Koyen would be allowed to marry a Giyuris and a Shivcha? Omar Rav said back, no, there's no Raya. Oto Hosa Mishon Kedusha Vlav Kedushahu. Is the reason over there that you're not allowed to marry from the seven nations, whether you're Kedush or not? Dilma, the other reason is, Dilma Moilad Ben V'Ozal Polach Lavaros Kachovim. If you marry a lady from one of the seven nations, we're afraid you'll have a child from her, you'll have a boy, and the boy, she'll raise the boy to be over the boy to Zara. And therefore, Vahani Mili, this is the Havamin of Rava. When does the Torah say, Loisis Chatnin Bom, you're not allowed to marry from the seven nations, V'Yoysa Ev Tikachovim? When they're still Goyim, a Shiksa, the Torah is saying, you're not allowed to marry a Shiksa. Why? Because your kid is going to be a Goya, and she'll bring him up to be over there by the Zara. Mashenken ki Megayre, but when the Megayre, when they become a Jew, the Yisrael Shari, then Taka they are allowed to marry. So the Nesina, the Mizgayer, Midiraisa, you're allowed to marry them. This is Rav's Havamina. For Rabbananu the Gozrebu, and it's only Midirabbanan that you're not allowed to marry a Nesina. When did the Rabbanan make Gzeres, you were not allowed to marry them? Only a person that could have children. So the Rabbanan, even though this Nesina was Mizgayer, but still she has to do with the first Avodah Zarah. So Rabbanan don't want a Jew to marry them and to have children, because maybe they'll change the children to be Avodah Zarah. But only a person that could have children is also. But here, a Psuadaka, since he can't have children anyway, Rabbanan. So Rabbanan did not make Xerra, that's why a Psuadaka is allowed to marry in a Sina. So really what comes out could be a Psuadaka has regular Kedusha. He's called the Chelik of Klai Yisrael, he has Kedusha Yisrael. And Midiraisa, when she's a Shiksa, he's not allowed to marry her. That's when the Torah says, let's chat and bum. But when them is guy to become a Jew, there's no wisdom in the Raisa. That's why the Tzudaka is allowed to marry her. I, the Rabbanan, said you're not allowed to. The Rabbanan only said not to a person that could have children. But a person that can't have children, the Rabbanan didn't ask her. But what's going to be a Tzudaka Koyin? Is he allowed to marry Gyeris, where there it's an Issa the Raisa, because she's a Zoyna, could be the Koyin is still Asa. So the Mariela Meyat is so, Mam Zed the Bari Ludei, Hochin Armi the Yasser. If so, a mamzer, a boy, a man that's a mamzer, he could have children. So chur should be also from mamzer to marry in the sinim of the rabbanim. For your tanam, we learn not like that. We learn the mishnah in kedushin mamzerim unisinim motarim lovezer bezer that a mamzer he's not allowed to marry into kal Hashem, but a giyuris or nisin is allowed to marry. The question is why? If you're telling me now, the rabbanim, a Jew is not allowed to marry on the scene. Why? Because we're afraid they'll have children and she'll make them over the Avodah Zarah. So how come a mamzer is allowed to marry her? Should be the same thing? The mamzer's kid is his kid. So if she's going to raise him to be over the Avodah Zarah, it should be also. Ella the Torah says like this. Ki goz the rabbanim b'ksherim. When did the rabbanim make Xerah, we can't marry the nesinim? The nesinim is only by a kosher yid. But by apostle Jew, a mamzer, the rabbanim didn't make any xeris for a mamzer. Therefore, since midiraisa, after they become a ger, the rabbis have him in the ridge, you're allowed to marry them. So therefore, the rabbanim did not make any xeris by mamzer. That's rabbis have him. But now rabbis says, hodarama rabba. Rabba now is choizer and says like this, lav milsi, it's not true what I just said. The yoisi of the kachovim les luchasnes. When the Torah says, Leisas Chatnim Bom, you're not allowed to marry a Shiksa. The Torah is not talking about when she's still a Shiksa. Because when she's still a Goya, there's no Kedushin. There's no Din Kedushin by a Goya. You can't get married to her anyway. Nizgairu, when is the Torah talking about you have to become a Ger? A lady from the seven nations, after she becomes a Ger, Istlu Chasnis. Then, Midirais, you could marry her. The Torah says, Alav, Leisas Chatnim Bom, don't go marry them. From the Gagashi, the priest, the Avusi, the seven nations of the Eretz Yisrael, Anisha from their nation, even after them is Gaia and the Geras of Chal, they're a Jew, there's a lav, a chai, a lav, and that a regular Ben Yisrael is not allowed to marry you. There's a lav, like the Schatnebom. Mashenke and a mamzer, that's a postle Jew, he is allowed to marry them. But a kosher Jew has this lav of Leis Schatnebom not to marry in Asina. And this is the Eraisa. So that's why it's very good. Why a Psuadaka Midiraisa is also to marry on the Sina. It's not Mashasa Midiraisa. Even after she's Mizgari and becomes a Jew, that's when the law of Leschatna Bom is Chal. Mosiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has a kash like this. It says in the Pasuk by Shloima Melech, V'yitzchat in Shloima Esbas Parah Melech Mitzrayim, that Shloima Melech married Parah's daughter. So Lechura, how could he marry her? Ah, you're telling me now when they're a shiksa, when they're goyin, there's no kedushin. And the pasuk says he married her. Teretiz giyura gaira. That Shlomo Melech first made her a ger, first she became a Jew, and then he married her. Shred the Gemara, kiblu gerim, leibi me dovev, leibi me shlomoi. At the times of Dovid and Melech and Shlomo Melech, they were not makabal any gerim. So Teretiz is like this. Midi hu taim ela l'shulchem lachem. Why do we say we're not in Makabal Ager at that time? Because since it was such a beautiful time of Klai Yisrael, there was Mamash Malchus, we're afraid the reason why a guy would want to become a Jew, because he wanted to be like a Melech. Klai Yisrael by Shlomo Melech, by Dovid Melech, was Malchus then. So they weren't Makabal Ager. Because we're afraid they wouldn't do it Lishmo, they'd only do it for the sake of looking like a king.